This summer, NPR is looking back 50 years to the civil rights activism of 1963, and we're reflecting on how our society has grown and changed since then. The nonviolent struggle for civil rights has inspired many political movements, among them the current campaign by activists pushing for passage of the DREAM Act and immigration reform. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji brings us that story from South Los Angeles.
Edna Monroy is a young, undocumented activist from Guerrero, Mexico. Today, she calls South Los Angeles home, a historically black part of L.A. that's now very Latino. Monroy met me at her neighborhood park, named after the African-American Olympian Jesse Owens. And there, she told me about the first time she crossed the border. She was 12, all by herself, and she got caught.
And for me, it was my very, very first time seeing people handcuffed from head to toe, literally in chains.
The experience freaked her out, but it wasn't until she went to high school in South L.A. that she realized how that moment shaped her political views.
70% of my teachers were black, and I am very much thankful for that because they broke down for us, especially my history teacher, Ms. Lee, who is she's a very strong woman. She made us watch many documentaries. Roots, I don't know if you know, but Roots, that got me. And that's when I kind of made that connection, right? Like those undocumented adults that were chained and the slaves from Roots, from the book and the movie.
She says she knows the enslavement of Africans and the detention of immigrants are not the same. But the chains, the ones she saw after being detained at the border, gave her a hint of just how dehumanizing slavery must have been and why African Americans feel its after effects all these years later.
Something that we are definitely acknowledging from the civil rights movement is that beyond anything, we are humans, you know, we are people. No matter if they want to take away our dignity or our humanity, we had to fight for it, right? Like, this is a 21st century civil rights movement, whether you want to understand it or see it that way or not, because we are dealing with protecting our humanity.
Monroy's 24 now and a graduate of UCLA. She says she's fighting to get legislation passed, like the DREAM Act, that would give a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who came as kids. But she's fighting for her parents, too, because they're also undocumented. And she went straight from our interview to plan a sit-in.
The DREAM Act people are probably the best illustration in the last 10 to 15 years of the effectiveness of nonviolent struggle.
Reverend James Lawson is a veteran civil rights activist, and he worked with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to come up with successful protest techniques. He says young undocumented activists have truly embraced the main point of the civil rights movement.
The creating of power in themselves. I am not illegal. I am not undocumented. I am a human being, first and foremost. And secondly, they've used the power of organizing among themselves and organizing in their family.
Lawson left the South for South Los Angeles in the mid-70s after he accepted the position of pastor at a Black Methodist church here. Alongside preaching, he's helped immigrant activists organize, extending old civil rights techniques into the 21st century. He worked with labor unions 10 years ago to train activists for an immigrant worker freedom ride, a modern tribute to the freedom rides from the civil rights era. Here's Lawson at the send-off rally in L.A.
These issues are connected. The freedom ride is not only about the rights of immigrant peoples in our land who work. The freedom ride is also about the rights of every man, woman, and child.
One of those buses that left L.A., filled mostly with domestic workers from Mexico, was stopped in El Paso by immigration officials. Everyone was asked for their papers, and instead of complying, they burst into an accented civil rights anthem.
We shall overcome someday. Oh,
on that bus singing We Shall Overcome was Dante Lamar Woods, one of a handful of African Americans on the Freedom Ride for immigrant workers. He was 26 years old.
That was a watershed moment for me to say, hey, everyone should have, you know, as much freedom, quote unquote, as anyone else.
A union organizer at the time, Wood says he supported better pay and treatment for immigrants, even those here without documents. Still does. But he doesn't like hearing it called the new civil rights movement or the civil rights movement of the 21st century.
No. Here's the thing. I fall back to this. There is other races who are able to assimilate much easier than African Americans.
Woods lives in the Nickerson Garden housing projects in South L.A., a neighborhood that was once majority Black. Today, it's majority Latino. He says he won't lie. Tension does arise between Blacks and Latinos when it comes to jobs. He was out of work for a year not too long ago and said bilingual skills are now a must.
So what does that translate for an average Black man who doesn't have bilingual skills? That's not for me, because there's going to be a whole lot of applicants, a whole lot of Latinos who are bilingual, who have been here and, you know, all that stuff, which is not a problem. But in fact, you know, it excludes us.
Dante Lamar Woods says he's all for immigrant activists using techniques learned from the civil rights struggle, just as long as they acknowledge the civil rights movement for Black Americans is far from over. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.